She stepped out from the lighting on the pedestrian ramp into the dimness of the third level and hesitated. This afternoon, the lot had been full, but it was after 7:30 now and all but deserted. Dark and ominous was the only way to describe it. Huge slabs of concrete on the floor and ceiling, massive shadowy columns, intermittent pools of dull light. She dug the bunch of keys from her jacket pocket, clutched the one for her car like a dagger, and started across the tarmac. Her car was on the far side, past five lanes of nose-to-nose allotments. She took a wide berth around a lone van in the second row, keeping a cautious eye on it as she passed. "You're fine, Liv. Keep walking." As the light grew dimmer and traffic noise from the street more distant, she picked up the pace. Somewhere on a lower level, a bang went off like a shot from a gun and she jumped, skittering awkwardly off an ankle, adrenaline tingling in her fingers. "Just a door closing, Liv. Calm down. Get to the damn car and go home." Half a dozen echoing steps further into the murkiness, and her feet slowed, as the hairs on the back of her neck stood up. Something had moved. Over there, by the column near her car.